Hello,
people of space and Earth.
Oh,
ooh, that's nice.
Two, three, four.
That's our theme song.
You can't hear me at all.
Oh, I'm gonna put you out. Talk.
Hello.
There we go.
There he is.
Maybe
your monitor's down.
But I hear you guys. Ooh.
No.
Who knows? I figured it.
All right. Welcome back to the penultimate episode. I just learned that word today.
Are we ending?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
And we're starting a new show of the same name.
The same name with the same people at the same time.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Except without Patrick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to miss him.
I know.
I will.
He didn't talk ever, so he wasn't an asset.
That's true.
And we only keep the people we need.
Yeah, that's why we have a five-person crew.
Exactly. Who do we have on crew here? You want to point them out, Jack?
Well, there's Patrick.
Okay.
Because we haven't kicked
him out. We haven't kicked him out yet. Also, right. Patrick, this is the first you're hearing of this. I'm sorry.
Patrick, say hi. He's signing. Hi.
Yeah. Okay. Who else do we have?
Just point him out.
Yeah, just point out whoever's here. Just
Rosebud.
Uh-huh.
I won't say their real name.
Okay. What does Rosebud do for us?
I won't say that either.
Okay, that's weird.
Tulip.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a code name. That's
a legal name.
And they
kind of alarming.
Take out the trash.
Wow.
And produce the show.
Oh no! Great.
Yeah, so they kind of are the star.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then who's the guy on the ground?
What guy? Oh, I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's Patrick.
It's Patrick. Oh, he's trying to crawl over and beg for his job back.
No. Sorry, Patrick.
Sorry, man.
Sorry. No.
No. Get off.
He's touching my foot. Caleb, he's touching my foot.
I'll discipline him afterwards. Anyway, let's go around and say who we have here in the studio. We have a couple of special guests, and by a couple, I mean one. And she can either make herself known or not. I can't see her face from behind this screen, so I don't know what...
is this a code?
It's my twin sister, Emily. Welcome, Emily.
Emily. You know Emily from hits like Ghostbusters. And
Ghostbusters, the reboot.
But not that one that just came out. It was a different one.
No, the second one.
The novel based on the movie.
The novel based on the
called Ghostbusters Reboot.
Yeah. Where they put on their shoes again.
Yeah, right. They get ready for
and the line
time.
Of boots that sprung off of that. Ghosts.
Tell us more about that, Greg.
You know what? I'll tell you about something else.
Fine.
another movie with Emily in it, incidentally, Ghost Rutgers, which is the college.
Oh.
The small liberal arts college, Rutgers.
Well, it's a university.
University.
A big state university.
A big research university.
New Jersey State University.
I was actually referring to the small liberal arts college within Rutgers University.
Oh.
Oh yeah. What's the biggest major there?
I'll tell you what it's Rutgers Studies.
Wow.
Yeah. What do they do? That's just in clerical work.
Yeah, of exactly.
Administrative
and they can name every president but not of Rutgers of the US.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's a hard major.
Yeah, then once you do that you graduate.
Yeah.
Right, but actually it's now defunct.
And it's $300,000, yeah?
The tuition is more for that major.
But it's only half a semester.
Yeah. Oh,
and
so you got to weigh your pros and cons.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you have to weigh yourself, because there is a weight limit to get in.
If you have to be above 500 pounds, or under 80.
Yeah, so it's pretty selective.
Oh, and also you have to be a ghost. Because
I forgot what that part.
This is Ghost Rutgers.
This is Ghost Rutgers.
So this was a movie that Emily was in?
Yes.
I think it was written and directed and starred in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Emily?
She's multi-talented.
She's
signing
twin,
my water bottle right now.
Whose twin is Emily anyway, given that nobody knows any of our names presently?
That's true. I guess we got distracted. Before we do the big introduction, I'm just going to mention, hopefully this doesn't offend anyone, but this is, I wish you could see this, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Let me repeat that. That's WMFO.
Yeah, Caleb, Jack's going to repeat it.
Well, if someone speaks over me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to anymore. You said it wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did he say?
WMFO.
Oh, did I slur it?
No.
There was a tie over those letters.
No, I'm not going to explain it to you.
Okay, fine.
Let's fight right now.
I would love to, physically.
Okay.
But I don't want to cry.
Ow. You hurt me with your punches.
My name?
Yeah.
DJ Sludge.
Yeah, DJ Sludge?
DJ Sludge, yeah.
Like the substance?
DJ Scum.
Oh. I would not hire DJ Scum for anything. Like, off the bat.
I'm DJ Muffin.
Nice.
I'm DJ.
Oh, you're Caleb MR.
But I just put in my real name on the form, but I want to have a DJ name too.
I'm DJ Sputum.
You can't just make up new DJ names if I don't get to.
He's not on the form as anything.
Hey, that's you're right.
Caleb. That was Tulip also.
I've noticed we both want new DJ names.
Yeah.
So what if you come up with mine and I come up with yours?
I'll pull out the rule book. Yeah, that looks good.
That check out?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That was wicked fast.
Yeah, well, you know me.
Lightning Hands rule book Caleb.
Lightning no, McQueen
I'm sorry, that
rule
was
book.
Fast as the musical Wicked. You know how fast it goes by?
That's, that's a unit of time. So like 2:15.
2 hours and 15
minutes with an intermission.
Fast. With intermission, yeah.
Wicked fast. That's funny. Now that's funny, bro.
Yeah, that's my favorite
DJ Elphaba reporting to you live.
What's the name? Instead of Glenda, it's Glinda.
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 That's not. It's like Splenda.
Glendale.
They were like, oh, Elphaba is like an interesting new name, and they were like, oh, well, we had this other main character.
Glenda's not a name.
Glenda? Glenda?
I don't know that name.
I don't think so.
Is that
Jack?
A name?
Like, I know Splenda.
You want me? You want me to look it up right now?
Yeah, I would.
I promise Glenda's a name.
You better, because I'm betting a lot.
Glenna.
No way.
No.
Glenna, I had a babysitter growing up, and her name was Glenna.
Well,
so
you got me there.
Oh, all right. You have me there.
That's funny, because my babysitter's name was Glencoe. Weird.
Like a math textbook?
Or my hometown.
Yeah.
Whichever comes first.
Glencoe, Rutgers, New Jersey.
Australian author, Glenda Collins.
Well, that's an Australian name.
And also, Glinda is interesting because I was saying this to you, Jack, the other day, how words that start with G-L, usually G-L-I, usually denote something sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
glimmer.
Like glitter or glint. Yeah, or glimmer. So Glinda is actually, you know, as a name for I guess she's a witch, but she's the sparkly
she's
one,
good.
Isn't she?
A sparkly duh.
The sparkly witch.
It's the glass duh. That's what it means in Latin.
Yeah. Wow, I was really confused.
That is actually a good point, because I was doing a bit about how they didn't really think about that name, but that's...
Maybe they did.
Seems maybe they did.
There it is.
There she is. Oh my, you're right, Will. My voice is very resonant. This is a shout out to Will's mom.
What's her name?
Allison Kendall.
Oh, what's her
name? Named after a Dell computer. Yeah, what?
What's her middle name?
Guys, help me.
Bibimbap.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. He really got it.
Yeah, he got it.
Oh my God.
Right then and there.
Bibimbap.
So, I guess let's just go around and see how everyone... Let's do a little check-in. This is a segment I like to call check-in. Greg, check-in.
All right. I'm good. I turned in an essay right at midnight tonight. Wow. But it was good. It was due at midnight. So, I also made 2 batches of pasta because the first wasn't enough to fill me up. And I ate also most of it as it was cooking. I was taking it out piece by piece and eating it.
And then you drank the boiling water.
Yeah, exactly.
And started again.
Yeah, so since I ruined it the first time, I had to go again. But it was al dente, as they say.
Is that soft or hard?
Hard. It's like there's a little bit of hard.
Okay. A little bit of chunga hard.
What's it called when it's over soft? Is there a word for that?
Chunglung.
Oh,
that's
really?
Called yeah. Al Pacino.
Yeah. My grandma used to make us pasta. And it would be mush.
Oh, really?
Actual just dough. It would be like in the water for, you know, 5 extra minutes and it would just be liquid.
Do you guys like your mac and cheese like soupy with cheese? Or do you like it like kind of
tasteful? It's all about ratios.
I think it's really all about the night. I think a cold, rainy night calls for some soupy mac.
Mm-hmm. Like a vat of mac and cheese.
Yeah. That's
true. Also, I think it does depend on the type of cheese for me. I don't know if I want right? I think different cheeses, I think, like a nice, thick, like molten cheese.
Okay, do you put extra milk in your Kraft mac and cheese?
I do not.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I ask something that I was thinking about today?
Yeah, but just one.
What do you guys think of Greg's famous mac and cheese? You all know the one.
The one mac.
You do make it. Yeah. Okay, we've made good pasta dishes with Greg.
We really have.
We got to do that more, Greg.
Thanks. I know, I would love to.
Also, any listeners are free to join. I'm going to check how many we have.
Could it be 8?
It could be 8. Could be 9. Could be 10. Last week was 10.
Couldn't be 11.
I think I was one of the 10.
It won't be 11, yeah.
Yeah, you were, Jack.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be 11, you know?
Right. Should we play another song while we look up these listeners?
Yeah, sure. We can play another
song. No, because we got the results right
9.
Here. In yeah.
So, I wonder if Ryan's listening.
I doubt it. That guy's a terrible friend.
Yeah, geez.
But a great
But
DJ.
A great cook.
Really good listener.
Yeah.
Well, no, because he's not right now.
That's true. He's really not.
That's true.
Fair.
Which makes him the best of all our listeners, because he's not mishearing anything.
I guess.
That is probably the weirdest point I've ever heard.
It makes no sense.
It's up there with, for how confident you were. Like, your faux confidence is faux real.
What is it up there with? I want to know what it's up there with.
It's up there with Patrick, who is now on the ceiling.
Oh yeah, my God, that is pretty alarming. Patrick!
He's so quiet. That's
why
I
want to
get rid of him.
He's making like a clicking sound, which is very strange.
And directly contradicts Jack's axiom of him always being quiet. But yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't think he's making it as in with his mouth. I think his body has some sort of clicking
like when
device.
It makes contact with the things he's climbing on.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he's made of one gear.
He has a step count. What's it called? A pedometer? Is that the step counter?
Yes.
Yeah.
He has one of those. And it just
there should be a counter that counts pedometers.
Oh.
Pedometer.
Like how many you have.
How many like you see in the day. So it would be like one or one. Maybe
one. One at like...
At the most. If you were at like an old person's
unless
home,
it counts
two.
Fitbits, in which case I'd be interested to know how
true,
many
actually.
Subconscious Fitbits I see.
I wonder how many Fitbits there are.
I feel
subconscious.
Like, well, yeah, I don't know, but I don't think I see that many, but then you said subconscious, and I can't know what's happening subconsciously.
You bet.
This wire that goes to my headphones feels like the al dente pasta that I ate earlier.
Try it.
Wait, don't eat it.
Craig, I've got a surprise for you.
What?
I made you more pasta.
Buddy.
And it's in your hands.
Oh, DJ Sludge on the mic.
Don't eat it till we're done.
Oh,
or you can't
hear
yourself.
Or anything ever again.
DJ Sludge on the mic. DJ always gets his sludge all over the
mic. Yeah, DJ's sludge is all over this mic.
Yeah, I feel bad for the next DJ who has to use this.
That sounds like a hot sauce from like a really small county. Like there's like a restaurant that has like a hot sauce. Yeah, right.
DJ Sludge's DJ fire sludge. Mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Kicking.
Kicking. Yeah, they always have kicking.
DJ's kicking sludge.
DJ's kicking red sludge.
People want stuff that's like spicy stuff that's kicking. They want to get kicked in the face. That's true.
People are always. That's true.
And you can count me on that.
One.
All right,
time for a song?
We're going to keep counting Greg when we come back.
When we come back, we will have a list of Greg for you. And
you get to pick your favorite.
You get to pick your favorite. And spoiler, it's not pretty. I don't know, that's just something to keep people intrigued. So yeah. That our 9 listeners don't leave. Though it seems like they're always listening. I don't think they're real.
I think they're real.
They're really cool. Fake. Oh, they could be cool.
They can be cool and fake.
Yeah, like robots and Alexa.
And actors and characters in movies.
Movies are, yeah.
Tell me you don't think Ferris Bueller's cool.
Oh, Ferris Bueller's so cool.
Or like Ray-Bans, like knockoff Ray-Bans.
Oh, my dad bought a pair and they were called Ray-Dons.
Did I ever tell you guys there's a company in LA called Super Shuttle? I don't know if they have it elsewhere, but it's called Super Shuttle. And my friend saw, could be a lie, but he saw one driving by.
You mean that he lied to you or that you're lying to us and you have to figure it out?
Either one. At both steps, there's the possibility for lies to happen.
So it's really unclear.
Yeah. But apparently they all have numbers on them and, there are several hundred of them. And he saw the original Super Shuttle. Number 001, and it was really cool until he looked at the logo a little bit closer and he noticed that this one was the same color with exactly the same logo except it was called Super Schmuddle.
That's the punchline.
People always gonna get punched in the face.
People like getting punched right on the line,
and that's true.
And that's a true.
All the things, that's the true thing.
Where is your guys' line? You know how everyone has
a line
where jokes punch you?
Yeah. Mine is if anyone brings up dairy products.
Oh, I was going to say my physical line is between my index and middle finger. And when people punch me there, I laugh.
Oh, I thought you meant like more of a figurative. Like if people bring up milk around me, just... You know not to do it.
I thought you meant like geographical.
Once you do it, you know never to again.
I don't tell people. I like to see people make the mistake so they can learn. Physically, right. I would have to say, honestly.
Where's your line?
Oh, man. I don't want to say it on the radio.
I mean, we can all see it right now, Caleb. Do you know where it is? Actually, could you cover it up?
Sorry. Yeah, could you cover it up?
It's in my lip.
Oh.
Patrick's afraid of it.
Patrick crawled back into the light.
Again.
Scuttled.
Yeah, he's scuttled away.
It makes sense that we'd fire him because he doesn't do anything and he just crawls into our light sources.
Well, he does send out the signal from his head.
That's true. And he's the only guy in the town who can do that.
Yeah. Which is, honestly... Sleep. Why am I so into firing him if that's...
Right. We said he's the one inessential part of this team.
But now, thinking back... He's the only one who can get the signal out.
After this break, we apologize.
We apologize to Patrick.
I had it, but you get it.
That's fine. Okay, this song is an original being made up right now for all of you to hear. It's all improvised. Here we go. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it right now. Here it is. Thank you. All right. We are back as we ever have been.
We're back and backer than...
Backer than back.
And there's Patrick's back as he walks out the door. That went really poorly.
I guess we'll do a little update. Patrick...
We apologized, and then he apologized.
Yeah.
But by clicking his body.
Uh-huh. He got really upset. I could just tell in his eyes.
You could tell. He didn't say anything. I mean, he never says anything. He didn't say anything. But
that honestly made it worse.
He clicked the Morse code that meant, you guys haven't been fair to me.
Yep. Also, I want my severance package.
And we said, we'll sever your package.
There was
cut off his penis.
Yeah, there was a miscommunication. And he's... I guess I'll be straight. I'll be straight with you guys.
He won't be.
I think he's upset. Do you think he's upset?
I think he's fine.
All right.
I think he's upset.
I don't think he feels much anymore at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's a little numb these days. He walked out.
We all do it to our dogs, so think about that.
So why not to our...
Why not
to our living antenna men?
Whose body is one gear.
Who clicks.
Well, I'm glad... I'm really glad to know we can do it without him.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you guys can all hear us, right? All you.
Well, I put on his antenna head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will is the new Patrick. And he's doing a great job.
He's doing a great job.
Actually, yeah, he is. Call me Patrick.
Oh.
Okay.
That makes me uncomfortable.
This has happened 1,000 times before.
To other radio shows.
So, Jack, you wanted to talk about... something
fairy
really,
tales.
Really important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really important to me because I can't tell if I'm in one.
Oh.
Most people wonder if they live in a simulation.
Uh-huh, right.
I wonder if I'm in Rumpelstiltskin.
So, Jack, what trope do I fill?
You are the bard.
Oh. Ooh.
You know, okay, random tangent. Back in the day, I played Dungeons & Dragons. I was always the bard, so I think you really nailed it.
Oh, I bet. I always think the bard is probably a really fun character.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Because I know I would always be like, oh, I'll be the brawler. But that's, you
no,
probably
you
just,
don't want to be the brawler.
Yeah.
Well, Will, we talked about how, like, in all these games, if bard wasn't an option, we talked about how we would always choose, like, mage or wizard.
Oh, I was paladin.
Oh, maybe that we had a disagreement about how I would always choose the magic one and you
well,
would.
Well, paladin, okay.
What is paladin?
A paladin is a divine warrior. So
oh, it's like a best of both
can
worlds.
Can both use magic.
Seems a little
and
overpowered.
Melee.
Well, yeah, but they have to go to church every Sunday.
Oh. Every Sunday.
And that's what all the battles are.
And their nice set of armor.
And their Sunday clothes.
Yeah.
Which is chainmail.
Yeah.
And like it still the emails. Is the Catholic Church.
Like you said.
You still have to wear chainmail.
Yeah,
every
you have
day.
To wear printouts of like, forward this or it'll be under your bed.
Yeah, like those weird messages.
You remember those?
Yeah. They scared me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like the ones that were like, your mother will die.
Yeah.
He's like, that's really alarming.
Like, what if it's true?
Exactly.
I mean...
You're welcome, Mom.
It still could be.
I mean, she will.
Can we write
she's gonna
one?
Die. All of our parents are gonna die.
Nah.
Okay.
Mine are already
I guess
dead.
I don't need to say this to you guys yet. I'll reveal this in a later episode.
Yeah. You ruined Christmas.
Yeah, that was last week. But this next time I'll ruin... mortality. You're small. Okay, fairy tales?
Yeah. I miss them.
I miss them too. I didn't like how similar they all were to each other. You know, like how there was always like some naive person
mm-hmm.
who cries wolf.
Every single fairy tale.
Every time I open it, it's the same.
Caleb, I think you had one book.
Huh?
Why are they all medieval, is my question.
Yes, I agree with you.
Were they come up with in those times?
That's when they were come up with?
Yeah, they had their comeuppance.
they will have been come up with.
Way back whence.
Yeah, way back whence in the dens.
Yeah, back by the Brothers McGrimm.
Brothers McGrimm.
I do like the Brothers Grimm. They're weird.
I've never
they're
read
dark.
Them.
Yeah, they are dark.
And just strange. But I didn't like, I guess I don't like the weird themes that are all seem very similar, like kind of incesty or like
don't follow a German lady into the woods
exactly
right or like
she'll bake you into pie
yeah. How people get cut up
people get cut up a lot
yeah. It's like and he cut them into little bits
that's oh the worst God. Thing that could happen to you in a fairy tale
it's the worst thing that could happen to me still
that's pretty accurate
little bits We just did that to Patrick, and he seems fine.
He's fine.
What was that story about the somebody like cuts up somebody else and then serves it to his children or something?
I think that happened.
Oh, yeah, that might have happened.
This is my favorite fairy tale. Is the three little Kristen Wiggs. And
I didn't like it. It had racist overtones.
Maybe that's why I liked it.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
What's the difference in a story between the overtones and the undertones?
And the fundamental?
Yeah, and the testosterone tones.
That would be like West Point's a cappella group.
Yeah, yeah.
Testosterone.
Yeah.
There's like three a cappella names for male groups that
yeah,
all
right.
have the same
something tones.
Something
treble
tones,
something.
Treble something.
Here comes treble. I
yeah.
think is what you're thinking of.
But there's also like the treble makers.
Yeah, treble makers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Think
of
that. Double treble.
Voicemail, but
oh,
M-A-L-E.
I didn't even Ooh. Think of that.
That's a little literal for me, I think.
Yeah.
Chain mail.
A little literal. A little literal.
M-A-L-E.
A little
literal.
Little literal profiteral.
What about, here was one I was in, singing little boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Who were you?
Did you sing?
No.
Yeah, well, I sang.
About
Did
what?
Did you sing about Did little boys, or?
We sang Two Little Boys by Little Boys.
We sang the song called
we
Two
sang,
Little Boys
we sang,
over and over.
We sang at little boys. While next to little boys.
Different little boys, not yeah. the ones you were singing to.
Or the same.
Okay.
Both.
It wouldn't
worked.
Matter.
No. It was always in a mall.
Did you win any awards?
Best a cappella group at the mall.
That day.
For the boys.
Which is what's written on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a pretty big honor.
Yeah, you would think that.
That is a Grammy category. I mean, I have a Grammy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was the award. It was a Grammy.
Yeah.
Okay. Best? Well, what was it again?
You don't respect me enough to listen the first time. So I'm not going to repeat it.
That's best true. Group in a mall?
I think it was best a cappella group.
You
in
guys
a
are
mall.
Insulting
at the
me
mall
right now,
that
and
day.
I want to change the subject.
Oh, yeah. At the mall. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about the election.
That is my favorite fairy tale.
You know who I didn't vote for?
Yeah.
Who?
Either of the Brothers Grimm.
Oh. I did. I voted
that's
for both
didn't
of them.
Win.
And that's,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know
people
what they
like
say.
You
vote
are,
once, vote twice.
Vote once, fooled me once. Vote twice, voted twice.
Vote me chicken soup with rice.
I don't know. I mean, we don't need to talk about the election. I just figured we didn't have anything else to say, and it's the last thing that happened.
Well, it's not the last thing that happened. I think just now was.
Oh, but that just ended.
Oh, crap. It went by so fast.
Yeah. I wish that we could live in these tiny little forevers for longer.
Our little infinities
Our
together.
Little infinities.
Yeah,
are
you ever read
proposing to
Fault in Our Stars?
Yeah, that's what that's
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I see you.
Oh, can we do a proposal? Greg, if you were to propose to me right now, how would you do it?
Do you want to go to the dance with me?
Oh, my heart just melted.
That was a scene.
That wasn't even me. That
oh.
was Jack.
You're blurry today.
I just brought that up because one of you literally proposed to another in a video we made already.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Was,
oh,
it
yeah,
was
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Oh, and it was, yeah,
go
it
to
was
the dance
you and me.
What did I say?
I'm going to go to the dance.
Should I find it?
No.
No.
No?
So that we can listen to our own video and our own...
that no one else
our own radio
listen.
Show that no one else will
there's
hear.
A, Jack, have you noticed in the... There's this Institute sketch where somebody is supposed to read the mayoral remembrance... The mayoral remembrance day dance. And he always
day
says,
dance.
Yeah, the Memorial Remembrance Day Dance.
And I
is that
I,
the premise
I
of the sketch?
Brought it up.
No, it's an accident.
Yeah, he just can't get through the line.
You brought it up.
We're talking about it on where so anyone can listen. I guess that no one's going to listen.
Hey, wait, is this not out yet?
No.
Oh, you
no,
can't
I just
say
mean
it.
I feel bad like
no,
yelling at the guy.
Oh.
No,
but,
oh
yeah,
my.
I don't know if this is a forum to like, make fun of people.
I didn't mean to make fun of
no.
it. Like anybody would, I say stuff.
It is. It's a hard line to say.
Yeah. Well, that's the joke of it.
Yeah.
Is that there are actually a lot of that's the joke of it, is that the sentence is so hard to say. The Mayoral Remembrance Day Dance. Yeah. And there might be even more than
there
that.
There are. I think Memorial is in there, too.
Oh,
Mayoral Memorial Remembrance Day Dance.
Remembrance Day Dance.
He always goes, Day Dance.
Yeah, right.
It cracks me up every time.
Like, as opposed to Night Dance.
A Night Dance.
Instead of saying, like, the Day Dance, he goes, right. Day Memorial Dance. Remembrance Day Dance.
Day Dance.
Instead of Remembrance Day Dance.
I'm not. Can you guys go over it one more time?
You're not getting it?
No.
Put the syllables in different places. There you go.
They're heavy.
Yeah, but you gotta pick them up. Patrick's not around to do that anymore.
Can I bring up Patrick?
No.
I don't wanna. I don't know.
I'm sorry, okay?
I don't wanna talk about
it. Bit 13 is by your right elbow if you miss him.
Oh, we labeled all the pieces of him? Bit 13.
Bit 13 of his
package. That was
package.
My favorite.
Oh, you're
bit.
Picking that up. Gross.
Yeah, it's here's a sound of it. Oh, God.
Hold a towel under it, please.
This is like the most disgusting episode.
I mean, it's pretty gruesome. I wish you could see this.
I would do wish you could see this.
Should someone read a PSA?
Oh, ooh. PSA. Here, I'll read a PSA.
All right, here we go.
PSA.
Getting out the binder.
Oh, it took longer this time, Mr.
PSA
Lightning Binder
all over
man.
Me.
PSA in my hair.
That was actually a really short time to get out the binder.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
It was much shorter than the entire length of the musical Wicked.
I mean, you saw him take out the rule book earlier, right?
Yeah.
The guy's good with binders.
I know. Don't I know it?
Don't you know it?
Don't I know it?
Don't I know that?
Don't I know it?
Don't I know it
be like someone really confident or like someone who just woke up from like a concussion and they lost their memory.
Do you know this?
Don't I know that?
See, not sure.
Are we doing a PSA? All right.
We're doing a PSA.
Oh, they're gonna do it together?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I wish you could see this presents
Blackout.
Emergency
Preparedness.
PSA. If
the
electrical
power
and
everything
else
that
depended
on
it,
like
cellular
communication
systems
and
the
internet
shut
down,
would you freak
out?
How
long
could
you
stay
at
home
with
the
supplies
you've
currently
got?
This is meaningless.
This is the craziest way to take
do
in information.
Do you
have
enough
stored
water
and
ready
to
eat
food
to
last
3 days? How
about
a week? It's hard to parse.
It's like we edited it together.
Yeah, exactly. Feels like you're both fighting. You have different things you want to say.
Did you finish?
Unexpected
situations
such
as
a
power
outage,
water
disruption,
or
other
emergency
can.
Whoa. Other what? Emergency?
Yeah, you said emergency and I said can.
It was part of it.
Happen
at
any
time.
So be okay, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause
fire
is when
there's some
other
emergency
going
on.
A
is that true?
Public
service
message
from
ready.gov
at and
W
M
F
O
in
Medford
Tufts
education.
Radio.
Sorry about
great.
That.
Great.
That was really fun to listen to.
We awesome. Technically read it.
That was a technical reading.
That was a technical reading of that document.
Yeah.
Here comes Caleb putting away the PSA. Sorry, that's Caleb MR to clarify.
Yeah, but DJ name.
PSA.
DJ name.
DJ Scum.
Okay. What are you, DJ Scum?
No, I'm DJ Sludge.
Sludge. Oh,
you're
DJ
Scum. And
you're
Will
scumbar.
Is DJ Sputum.
Can I be DJ Muck?
Yeah.
DJ Muck, DJ...
I'm not comfortable with how, like, dirty and
how
wet.
About DJ Grimer?
Ew. Like a verb.
Well.
Yeah, it's I grime. What's up?
DJ RL Grimes. DJ RL Stein.
That's tight. Did you ever read those?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the Shrunken Head one.
I didn't like the ones at summer camps.
Oh, I think those I know. Scared me. Did they have a green color? No, no.
I don't know.
I was thinking about it literally today.
Really?
Because anytime
that's crazy.
He had this other series that were like more friendly books, and it was like a series of novels about the same character. And there's one where they
it was all one character.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, really?
And he in one episode, like or not one episode, in one of the books, they're like trapped in the desert for a brief period, and he's like, the only good thing about the desert is that you add an extra S and you get dessert. Which is like probably one of the greatest.
He just really wanted to force that line in there.
So now
that's the whole reason it takes place in the desert.
Anytime I write dessert or desert, I think about that.
That's so weird.
I can't even remember the name of the
series. If you're listening, R.L. Stein, you ruined someone.
You did it.
You did it.
You did it.
You got me.
Did you guys ever watch the Goosebumps movies?
With Jack Black from 2 years ago?
There were older ones.
There were older ones that were terrifying.
I watched them.
They were really scary.
I'm going to look it up. Is it time for another movie trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You play the trailer for Yes Man at the same time that you play the trailer for Goosebumps.
All right, here we go. Looking up Goosebumps movie. Came out in... Yeah, see, this is the one from 2015.
I don't want that one, please.
I'm looking, Will.
You that's want, like, not my DJ name.
Sorry, DJ...
Caleb MR.
Wait, that's your DJ name?
No, that's... You're what are you now?
Scum.
Spudgum.
I don't understand why that was assigned to me. I'm not a fan of it.
I mean, DJ Scum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now...
Yeah, DJ... Yes.
You came up with it, and now I'm...
It only holds the weight that you give to it, Caleb.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a nonsense word.
Who are you just
talking about? You're getting offended. It's kind of your fault.
Right. The name Martin Luther King Jr. was originally nonsense, and he made it into what it was today.
It just existed in space.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we found it.
And then his daddy.
He found it.
His daddy put it on him.
Yeah. Yeah, he dressed him up in those Sunday clothes.
Yeah, the chainmail.
Nice.
Yeah.
Callback.
Ding.
I don't. I see a Goosebumps TV series. I don't see a film.
A movie? Well, there was.
Yeah, Caleb, there was.
Can I get a confirmation on that?
Can I? Yeah, me too.
From the other Kendall in the room?
I want to talk about Lemony Snicket, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, my favorite kind of pie.
I love those books.
He's so I'd never read the books, but I just read quotes of his, and I love it. I just read individual quotes.
Let's see.
I don't have time to read the book, so I just... crowdsource the best lines.
That's like any time I wrote
a story emerges miraculously.
His name's Daniel Handler.
Oof. Really?
And he handles that plot.
Yeah, like a Daniel should.
Yeah.
That's upsetting, actually.
Want to hear some
Daniel Handler?
Yeah, I thought his name was Lemony Snicket. And his name is Daniel Handler.
Why did you think that?
It's not stink.
That's your fault.
Why did I think his name was Lemony Snicket?
That's what they put on the book.
He goes by Lemony Snicket.
Series.
I know, but that almost makes it seem more obvious it's a pseudonym.
No, like how Harry Potter is J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Wouldn't that be suspicious?
Or Albert Camus, The Stranger.
I don't know, man. If you're allergic to a thing...
Jim Davis's The Garfield.
Wow, Jim Davis.
Yeah, that's right. I had a little desktop widget on my dad's laptop, my dad's work laptop, that would bring up a daily Garfield comic, and for the life of him, he couldn't get it off that computer. he tried, and it just floated
where it was.
Wait, let's see. Does anybody know the illustrators and the authors of these famous comics? Does anybody know Calvin and Hobbes?
Bill Watterson.
Bill Watterson.
Nice. Does anybody know... I can't think of any else.
Peanuts.
Charles Schultz. Yeah.
I had to write a biography on him for school.
That's awesome. I loved those books.
It was great.
Marmaduke.
I don't know.
It's written by Marmaduke. But Marmaduke is a collective of companies.
Oh.
Yeah.
That own
companies.
Original name Pharmaduke.
For-profit pharmaceutical companies.
Nice.
Who own Marmaduke.
If you can believe it, they're run, actually, the CEO of Marmaduke ink is
Dan
Handler.
Daniel Handler.
Lemony Snicket's Dan Handler.
Lemony Snicket's Dan Handler. A series of unfortunate events is own Dan Handler.
And the weird wedding? Or whatever they were called.
Yeah. And the reptile room.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's the one where the uncle died. I didn't like that one.
Dude, can you say that on air?
Uncle Monty. Uncle Monty. Oh, sorry. Spoilers. Nine children who were about to read this next book.
Hey, nine children want a little spoiler? Hey, you can put it on the back of your car.
Uncle Monty bites the dust in book two.
Hey, man, that was next on my list.
I was about to
that was on my summary.
You little children are annoying. And you are, there's nine of you, and I hate that number so much.
I hate that number, but it is my favorite movie.
It's my favorite.
That movie about the puppets, Nine, that came out on September 9th, 2009.
Was the most incredible cinematic event of our era.
And you can watch it here for free.
Caleb,
yeah?
Cue the trailer.
All right. We're listening to Nine, Yes Men, and Goosebumps at the same time.
Yes.
I'll play them. I'll stagger them.
Now that's radio.
Now that's what I call
radio.
61.
The next, now that's what I call music, is number 69.
Really?
Yeah, enough.
They gotta do something special for that.
I know. Are they still gonna publish
it? Are the kids old enough to just have sex with each other?
Well, that's Kids Bop.
Oh, you're right.
But I totally understand where
my thought was. Got it.
Well, Kids Bop, do they have the same kids all the time?
Uh-huh. The Bop stands for...
Well... Billy O'Ryan and Peter.
Bill O'Reilly and Peter.
Colon, yeah. Bop.
Do every song, California Girls. Yep. It was just Billy and O'Ryan.
Peter,
Bill O'Ryan. That's hard to say.
Billy O'Ryan and Peter.
And Peter.
That's why they changed it to Bop.
Bop, kids. Bop.
That's awesome. Okay, I can't find these. Goosebumps. I can't find Goosebumps. Okay, I can find
Goosebumps.
DJ Goosebumps.
That's good.
I have it for some 1995. I guess this is the movie. You're right. You guys, fine. You guys were right.
And that's another point for the Kendall family.
Okay, here we go. We're ready to hear three trailers.
I never got my point for Glenda being a name.
Wait, can we order them? Let's ask the viewers which ones they want to hear first, and I'll stagger them.
I want to hear them all.
I want to hear.
But which one do you want to hear come in first?
I want to hear them all. You ruined my book.
Uninformed viewers, I'm asking you a specific question.
Just play Yes Man three times.
You're a bad man.
Yes Man, then Nine, then Goosebumps. I'm not a bad man.
You're a bad man.
Can you play them all on two
spoiler,
times
speed? No, I'm not.
Oh my gosh, there are 10 minutes left.
That's remarkable. I'm going to speed them up as we go. Here comes... Do I have to log these? I don't think so. Here comes the trailer. I'm going to keep our mics on. I'll just lower them a little bit. Here we go. I'm lowering. Everyone can sort of be heard.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes one. Jack, you're higher than everyone else.
Yeah. I can't. It's fine.
Is this going to be Jim Carrey's smash hit 2008 blockbuster?
Yes Man trailer. Nice. Which was the blockbuster. The movie itself.
Which actually broke. It busted the whole block.
And they had to fix it. All right, here we go. It's playing.
Carl Allen has reported for duty.
I'm not a soldier, Norman.
I think a little crazy he plays so many different characters in Lemony Snicket's Yes Man. Uh-huh.
And then he...
No. That was a joke because Jim Carrey was in a series of unfortunate events.
He played like six.
Oh, in the movies,
really?
Right.
And the Netflix?
No. That's Neil Patrick Harris.
Long time no see. You must be running.
All right, so we have Yes Man going.
Didn't want to get tied down.
This is not a great audio. I've lived.
All right, now comes Nine on top of it.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Presents itself, you will say.
It seems like we're only
that sounds here. Like School of Rock for sure.
Are you sure Nine is playing?
Nine's playing.
Did they happen to say yes, yes?
That was Nine. That explosion was Nine. Here, I'll lower you. I'll speed up Yes Man.
I guess so. Yes, I would like to learn Korean.
Nine, the very ethereal one.
Yeah. That's nine. Those big scary chords. All right, here comes Goosebumps. This is Goosebumps.
I mean, it's from the 70s, so it's going to be totally a different vibe for a trailer.
Sounds kind of musical.
Now let's narrate what's happening.
Right now, the Goosebumps are all over Yes Man, and there's nine puppets watching.
And there's just nine of them.
And there's nine of them.
Yeah. Welcome to WFO Freeform Radio, where we regret letting the DJs call it Freeform.
Call it Freeform.
And do what they want.
This is Freeform Radio. You happy, America? All right, that's enough. Should we do another song and then come back for a final segment?
Yeah.
Sounds good. So, why don't we pick something? Did anyone have a request?
Here comes Bill Guthrie with Coming In With The Two-Step.
All right.
Can you play... That's not a real song.
Okay, it sounded real.
Can you play this?
Fine.
Yeah.
Here's a song that Jack doesn't like.
It's about carrots.
Is it?
Nope.
Wait, it's explicit. Like that's it. Is that allowed?
Yeah, it's allowed.
Yeah, FCC. It's after 11. Mm-hmm. You
guys. You guys, can't curse on the can't show, curse. But the songs can.
So,
can you say FUCC?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out because we're directly addressing them. Here we go. Took you on a little sound journey.
And
it's an obnoxious thing to say.
Yeah.
You reach the end of it.
You reach Nirvana.
And you're none the wiser.
How do you feel?
How do you feel about Nirvana?
Nirvana.
None the wiser.
Inner peace.
Inner peace.
Bud the Wiser.
None the Wiser. Bud the Wiser. None the Wiser is a cool band name.
Oh, I kind of like
that. Oh, my God. Yeah, that is cool.
Honestly?
Should we write it down?
Okay. Okay. How about this?
We got it in here.
How about Dan Handler as a band name?
No.
Also not
I kind of like that.
Dan Handler?
Hand Dandler?
Hand Dandler.
Band Bandler.
Yeah. Hand Bandler. Dan Handler. Otherwise known as
Toddler Man.
Wait, I already forgot it.
Snemony Lickit.
Was that Todd Lehrman or Toddler Man?
It's Toddler Man.
Todd Lehrman is that? That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah.
That's there was a. That's funny.
That works. And surprisingly that's true. Well. And yeah. That is real.
And that's real. This is all real, by the way.
Yeah. In case you were wondering, this is not a fairy tale.
I was going to ask if it was.
That was like, what's your name for the cat, Jack?
Healthy Man.
Oh, yeah.
Healthy Man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Kills me and my friend came up with that.
And my name, the name that I like, I think I might have said this on our last show, was Dental James.
You did say that. Because I just flashed back to
I remember exactly
1 week ago. We were in the same positions and you said Dental James to me.
Whoa. I was in my bed.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping it off.
Jack was sleeping it off.
It being what?
Dental James.
Ooh. You can vote on what it was.
It was, that I was on our SoundCloud.
It's almost like dental jams. But what am I thinking of?
Dental dams. What am I thinking of?
What am I thinking of?
We guys fill in the blank.
That's funny. We're killing it with the word association today.
Word association.
Todd word Lehrman. Association.
I'm just Todd Lehrman.
That's
Todd
good. Lehrman. I'm happy that you're happy.
Todd Lehrman.
I'm sad that you're happy.
Okay.
So what was the name of the band?
None the Wiser.
None the Wiser.
Oh, I thought it was Band Handler.
Can it be spelled N-U-N?
No. I thought about it, but then, like, what are we, like a convent band?
Yeah.
Christian rock. Yeah. Owl City does Christian rock now.
Really?
And they're a hit. Yeah.
He's a hit.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I also hate when you have to clarify the spelling of a band. I just want to be able to tell people what the name of the band is.
Owl City, O-U-O-U-O-U-L.
That's what happened. MGMT.
Yeah.
The band MGMT. Their band name is actually Management. But people gave up, you know?
Really?
Yeah, wait a second. Yeah. I would never have gotten
that. That is remarkable.
There was another
band. I think you need the N.
There's another band called Management. And so they shortened it. And now they can't not go by MGMT.
Yeah.
You know?
That's an example of like,
if we call ourselves None the Wiser, but another way, what could happen?
We could call ourselves NTW and write a song called Children that goes.
Oh, I get
it. Are we inverting a melody that we all know and love?
Yeah, or putting it backwards.
Yeah.
I missed it.
That's fine. I should remind our. The numbers are in hundreds, by the way, right?
Oh,
hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
And
so,
each of those is each representative of a million people.
Each of those million people, that's actually what we call on the show planets.
Planets, yep. So I'm going to remind our 900,000 planets that you are listening to WMFO in Medford. This show is called I Wish You Could See This, and boy, do I wish you could. And 91.5 FM. We could see all the planets.
I wish I could see.
Tufts Free Form Radio.
Right from our radio observatory.
Uh-huh. It doubles as a radio and as a Shake Shack, but also as a...
And an IMAX bubble theater.
Bubble theater where bubbles go to see IMAX movies, not...
Yeah. Like those little scrub bubbles from those commercials.
Scrubbing
scrub bubbles?
I
don't know.
I think so. They not have the faces in the
commercials. I hear they sponsor this show.
Oh.
I heard that. I heard that they would send us money.
I heard other that sponsors now I'm a millionaire.
Of this show. Cliff.
This show is brought to you this episode.
my best friend, Cliff.
Brought to you by Cliff, our benefactor.
I bought ad time on this show just so that
you already get to talk on this show.
No, but I wanted to make sure no one would interrupt me.
Oh, so are you starting that now?
Do you want to use your time?
No.
Oh, you're waiting.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So it's just more of a donation to the show.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I want to talk to you guys.
Oh, so it's not about an ad or a product.
Why would it be?
Oh, no, nothing. Never mind. Sorry.
Who let you buy ad time on our show?
Yeah, we don't sell ad.
Just sold it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just, do you guys want any?
I guess.
Yeah.
Isn't how much?
I'll take one.
$400.
Oh, I don't want that then.
Okay. $4.
Did you have to pay $400?
Yeah, to me.
To you.
It's kind of like plugging.
I don't get it.
Like an extension cord into itself.
Yeah.
Do you have infinite money?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have Venmo too?
No. Why would I need it?
Do you have the Venmo card?
Yeah.
You need the Venmo card.
True.
That is interesting.
You should have the Venmo
Isn't
card.
Isn't that like duo login?
It reminds me of like Amazon Books opening up. It's like Amazon put bookstores out of business and then opened up their own bookstore after like defeating the market.
Oh,
and
just to kind of rub slap salt in the face.
Yeah,
feels
right.
So wrong.
And then Venmo kind of did, doesn't like credit cards, but then comes out with the Venmo credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I respect it.
And who's going to be next,
Yeah, after Uber